participants of the ninth session of the meeting of the parties to the Water Convention. First and foremost, I would like to express my sincere to all of the participants and organizers of the meeting of the parties, and to Kazakhstan for chairing the convention over the last 3 years. Water scarcity and pollution are increasing worldwide as a result of the growing population and economies, exacerbated by ecosystem losses and climate change. This leads to tensions between different sectors, between different users of a watershed, or between riparian countries. In this regard, water is an important element, a potential driver of conflict, and an essential precondition for development. It is important to address potential root causes of conflict related to water at an early stage. Therefore, cooperation on shared water resources is essential to secure peace and stability, economic development, the protection of natural resources, and sustainable development. Management of transboundary water resources is indeed complex in nature. Cooperation cannot be something in and of itself, but has to be based on a clear legal framework and institutional structure. The Water Convention has offered it for already nearly 30 years. In this regard, Water Convention clearly demonstrates the advantages and practical benefits of multilateralism. But in the light of current challenges, like increasing water demand, water pollution, and unpredictability caused by climate change, we must accelerate progress on transboundary water cooperation in order to achieve SDG targets by 2030. Changing climate influences water resources increasingly. It is important to remember that climate change and biodiversity loss aggravate all water-related problems and worsen pre-existing inequalities and vulnerabilities in different regions and socio-economic groups. Therefore, adaptation plans to a shifting climate need to incorporate targeted strategies that assist lower-income populations, those who are disproportionately affected by climate change impacts, and climate-affected sectors. Although climate change represents a profound threat, it also can be seen as a great opportunity to invest in and transform water governance and management systems, so humanity can thrive in an increasingly uncertain and variable future. Here, an integrated approach to climate change and water management strengthens resilience to the impacts of global warming. The Water Convention helps to achieve this objective. Water basins do not recognize national borders, neither should our knowledge and best adaptation practices. This needs good communication and data sharing. Without adequate and timely data available in the whole basin, we will be very vulnerable to the increasing unpredictability of environmental changes. Over the years, an improvement in the quality of reporting has been made. However, more digital solutions could make reporting and therefore cooperation even better. As a digital nation, we aspire to make digital solutions an integral part of the Water Convention, in line with the Data for the Environment Alliance, or DEAL for short. DEAL will be a coalition of state and non-state actors who collaborate on environmental data and digital solutions. They improve national data management capacities across the globe and support the UN Environment Programme in developing a global environmental data strategy. We invite everyone to join in and collaborate actively with the DEAL Alliance. History has shown that transboundary water bodies are uniting nations rather than separating them. This simple fact itself is rather encouraging for the future. But as we can see, there are still many challenges ahead where shared water resources are concerned. Hopefully, you will find solutions to how transboundary water cooperation can be strengthened and how necessary investments supporting SDGs can be triggered. I wish you all fruitful discussions during the next.